جعله مالكا رضي الله تعالى قال رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأكل بثلاث أصابع وإذا فرغ لعيقها رواه مسلم. The Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrates, I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eating with three fingers, the thumb, index finger, the middle finger, and when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished eating, he licked them, Muslim. The Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrates, I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eating with three fingers, thumb, index finger, and the middle finger, and when he finished eating, he licked them. When Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amara bil'aqi al-assabi wa-sahfa wa-qala innakum la tadruna fi ayya ta'amikum al-baraka rawah Muslim. That Jabir radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ordered the licking of the fingers and the plate. And he said, you do not know in which portion of your food is the blessing, blessings like barakah. That Jabir radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ordered the licking of the fingers and the plate. And he said, you do not know in which portion of your food the blessings lie, Muslim. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, eating with three fingers like this. If necessary be, if you eat rice or something, you can use four fingers too. But three like this, majority of the time, roti and like things like that, date or something like that. When you need four, you can use four too. But make sure you lick it. And then the first hadith we read, if you can't lick it, get it licked. That's how much stress it is. And here we see, so Rasulullah also commanded, in the next hadith, he commanded licking of the fingers and the plates and the bowls and everything, you should lick it. You don't know which food there's barakah. And barakah is the thing that we need. And because of that, everything becomes blessed inside and digesting system, and you can have strength on ibadat, etc. Allah enable us to follow this great sunnah.